This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. and Iran are lobbing threats at each other following the death of Iran's top general, who was killed Friday in a U.S. airstrike in Iraq's capital. Protesters in Iran chanted slogans like, "America is the great Satan." AP's Ben Thomas reports.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Meanwhile, cyber security experts say with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S. and is something to worry about. AP's Julie Walker has more.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
Joyce says they can use those cyber attacks to grow anti-American sentiment. I'm Julie Walker.
And for more on these stories, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iraqi lawmakers say they will use a special parliamentary session on Sunday to push for a vote on a resolution requiring the government to ask Washington to withdraw U.S. troops from the country. The session was called after a U.S. drone strike killed a top Iranian military commander. Since the killings, rival Shiite political leaders have called for U.S. troops to be expelled from Iraq in an unusual show of unity among factions that have squabbled for months. The death toll in Australia from deadly bushfires is now at least 23 people killed. Two of the latest victims are a father and son who were battling the flames. The deadly wildfires, which have been raging since September, have already burned about 5 million hectares of land and destroyed more than 1,500 homes. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison outlines some of the military assets that have helped fight raging bushfires in Australia.
Black Hawk helicopter support has been provided and based out of RAF-based East Sale and has been involved in transporting firefighters from Bairnsdale to Mallacoota and transporting the injured and vulnerable from Mallacoota to East Sale to receive medical treatment.
The early and devastating start to Australia's summer wildfires has also been catastrophic for the country's wildlife, likely killing nearly 500 birds, reptiles, and mammals in New South Wales alone. The U.S. military says the situation at a Kenyan airfield used by U.S. forces is fluid as fighting reportedly continues. A statement by the U.S. Africa Command says the Manda Bay airfield is still in the process of being fully secured. It does not say whether any U.S. or Kenyan forces were killed. The Somalia-based Al-Shabaab extremist group has claimed responsibility and asserts that intense combat continues. The U.S. statement calls the Al-Shabaab claims exaggerated and says U.S. and Kenyan forces repelled the attack. U.S. President Donald Trump launched a new coalition to secure evangelical voter support for his re-election, delivering a rally-style speech in front of thousands of cheering Christians in a Miami megachurch over the weekend. The ministry is one of the largest Hispanic churches in the United States. Trump's rally there acknowledged the power of evangelical and Latino voting blocs as his campaign tries to shore up support ahead of the November presidential election. Evangelical voters made up a substantial part of Trump's base in 2016 and could pave the way toward securing the president's re-election in 2020. The president hit familiar campaign themes boasting about policies that further the evangelical agenda, including restricting abortions, appointing conservative judges, and his recent executive order to extend Title VI protections to Jews. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.